Mr. J. Richardson of Lenmore Lane Ferry, as part of my HSC Australian History option, recorded the 1st of the 9th, 1989, at Mr. Richardson's house, 4:30 p.m.
We wasn't affected much because I was working at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, quite a few that were. Mostly the land was mostly farm, all down the bottom side, that was a farm. Mm-hmm. All that, all Churnside, Brentwood, all that was all farm, right out. Wilson's was all farm.
Not many places,
you know, yeah. Yeah, but that the main thing was farm, milking cows, like that.
So you weren't at school during you were working?
No. Left school then, but working.
What was the employment like?
Oh, it was, wasn't too bad, but there was a few. Like, out of work. But, they had to go and work, those out of work had to go to the council and work. If he was just a single man, he had to work so many hours to get so much pay. Married man got enough and he had to do like so many hours for his wife, get extra. And each child he had, they got extra money on that. He said if he had five or six children, he had longer to work. But if he was a single man, he only had so long to do. I just couldn't tell you now whether it was one day or half a day, what. But they had to work though for their money. Like now. See, they go just to the office, collect the money over the counter and walk out. But they had to go and work for it, which I thought was right to myself. Mm.
How did the Sasso help the workers, you know,
Sasso? Sasso's?
Yeah.
Oh, that practically Sasso's like doing, that's what they done.
Like that.
Yeah, I cancelled it. They put them on, out on jobs, you know, around the town, cleaning out drains, things like that. Just earn their money, they had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was driving a truck at the time, it didn't affect me. In Berry here itself, I suppose it was only about 8 or 9. I don't know what they call the Sutter.
Mm-hmm.
But there was Beaconsfield and Berwick and Packham, that was all Berwick Shire then. And they had, you know, a few down there, and Packham had some up there.
Mm.
But there was only, I suppose, about 8 or 9 at the most to be on down there.
Mm. What were the neighbouring families like?
Oh, good. Very, very friendly. Not like now. You don't know your next door neighbour now. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right. Now these people have been in here a couple of years, I suppose. I don't even know their name.
Mm.
But I spoke to a couple of times over the fence, but you know, they didn't seem to want to mix up, so it didn't bother.
Like
all the neighbours over the road, like the one over here, they're friendly. Years ago, it was like that. The same with women working. Years ago, you never seen a woman work.
Mm.
And I was a boy. The only ones there was a woman in the shop was, say, the baker. He'd bake the bread, and the woman would sell the bread in the shop. He'd employ a boy or a man to take the bread round, deliver it around the town, or in the world's car.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only time you'd see women working, if they were a little like a family affair. Because if they, in a fair way, they'd have employed me. But you never seen a woman working.
Nowadays, they. they want to get out.
Well, they've got to. Yeah. I admit that, they've got to. Mm-hmm. Unless you're, if you're buying a house, both of them have got to work at the way the price they are now. In them days, when my brother built a place, that place up there next door, £800, that was $1,600. Mm-hmm. This place was built in 1895. I wouldn't know what it cost, but I guarantee it more than likely wouldn't cost £500. Yeah. Yeah. It was good, like timber, but now you get a new house.
This interview went for about 6 minutes, as Mr. Richardson couldn't tell me all that much. When the visitor had left, that was at the door, and Mr. Richardson came back in, he told me some more things which were pretty good. I had the tape recorder on, but when I got home the tape recorder hadn't taped it. So I've written all that I can remember in the option.